Commissioner Posey asked to be on the agenda to give an update on the CHIP Steering Committee. After meeting, he is the first commissioner to step up to be chairman of that, and we're proud of you for doing that. Thank you so much. But if you give us a little update, Martin, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, this will be real short. Commissioner Cornegay and I are representatives on the CHIP. At the last CHIP meeting, we went over the various issue papers and the other CHIP that we went over today, as well as the overall timeline. Just a couple things that I wanted to add to the presentation today. First of all, specific to the Marine Fisheries Commission, we had sent to the CHIP Steering Committee a request that as they move forward in the amendment to the plan, that they consider water quality and habitat issues related to blue crabs. This was part of what we discussed with the amendment to the blue crab fisheries plan. And in particular, there was a concern about water quality as it relates to blue crab survival and also some other habitat issues. At the last CHIP meeting, Corinne Flora and Jason Rock presented to the CHIP Steering Committee, and with discussion, we all agreed that some of the measures or the measures being proposed through the CHIP process this year with respect to water quality and also some critical habitat protection will be directly addressing what we've sent forward to the CHIP Steering Committee. So that's just an update of what the Marine Fisheries Commission sent forward that is being dealt with as they move on to the next amendment of the CHIP plan. The other thing I just wanted to say is repeating what's been said before, that looking at the habitat components, I think it's absolutely critical. You know, we're in that five-year process now of revising the CHIP plan. Very importantly, this is a chance for the agencies to collaborate, where we can begin to have some shared vision about where we want to go. I think for many of our fisheries, the habitat and water quality components are absolutely critical. Fisheries such as oysters, blue clad shrimp, you go through habitat critical stages, water, flounder, many other, in fact, virtually all of our estuarine fisheries depend upon the wetlands and shallow water habitats. And so I think this process is very important. It's our main process of trying to bring together agencies with different jurisdictions to concentrate on what is a extraordinarily difficult and complex process. As was mentioned earlier in discussion, you have all sorts of complexities, such as water quality can lead to declines in oysters, but oysters can improve water quality, and so you can get downward and upward spirals very easily. So it is a very complex subject, and I think it's one that we need to take on strongly as part of our fisheries management. Yeah, that's my spiel.
Okay, great. Thank you, Martin. Any questions for Martin? If not, we are trucking along pretty good. We're about an hour and a half ahead of schedule. Why don't we skip over the break? We just started back about an hour ago and go right into our fishery management plans. Catherine, you with us?
Yes,